Fans, a pleasure to bring in Mario Aliotto. He is the Executive Vice President of Business Operations for the San Francisco Giants, and also a new position that he's working with this year. He's the Board Chair for the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. Mario, great to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How are you?
Doing fine. It's a great time of year. As I say, this is playoff baseball now. We're day to day. And we had one of the more exciting games, I think, in the history of the park last night. But you've got something very exciting coming up Monday, October 4th at Oracle Park. And for the first time, things are going to happen regarding the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. So tell us about it.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's because of our, the ongoing COVID situation, our last class for the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, which was supposed to be inducted in May of 2020, has been postponed. And so recently we thought, well, how do we get this class inducted soon since the situation is ongoing? And, we normally would have it at a hotel ballroom. And we thought, why don't we have it outdoors if that will make, our fans and of these players and athletes more comfortable? And how about Oracle Park? I mean, I thought we might have an inn there. So and the class, as you remember, Marty, is Bruce Bochy, Ricky Henderson, Bryant Young from the 49ers, Natalie Coughlin, and Paul Kayard. So it's an outstanding class. So what we're going to do is take Monday evening, which is the day after the last regular season game, because the playoffs won't start until, I think it's either Wednesday or Friday, depending if, the Giants are the, which we hope will be the division title winners. And I think in that case starts on Friday. But if it's a wild card game, it's Wednesday. So Monday night is a free night. And we thought, let's do it outdoors. We'll put a stage on the field. And the thing that I'm really excited about here is, for the first time, the general public can be invited as well. So you can sit in the stands and actually watch the ceremony. And as you know, there's some great speeches, great presenters, and the cost is $75 as a donation to the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, which part of the proceeds that night will benefit the Special Olympics of Northern California. So, you can just come as a sports fan, A's fan, Giants fan, sailing fan, a swimming fan. It's just a fan of sports to come out and enjoy this. So there's a $75 fee, or for $250, you can sit in the first two rows in the stands down the right field line is where we're going to do this. But that will also include a pre-ceremony reception with food and drink and so forth. And so that's a VIP ticket. There's a limited number of those as well. So if you're interested, go to bashoff.org. It's bashoff.org. Sign up, and it'll be a wonderful night. And, just inviting Bruce Bochy back is going to be exciting here. But, think of Ricky Henderson. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame, and Ricky is one of the best of all time. So it's going to be just quite an evening. So hope if you're interested, folks will come out, and cause I think it'll be something different. And this may be a trend for the future as well, and having this event in different venues.
Well, I love it. I've been part of it before. Peter McGowan had me write his plaque, which was a tremendous honor for me when Peter was inducted. And I actually was a presenter for Campy Campaneris when he went in. And honestly, it was one of the thrills of my life to get up in front of that audience and the people who show up for these things, just the legends of Bay Area sports. So I loved it. I think it's great. But the one thing I will tell you is the pre-ceremony reception. That is special because everybody is there. They're walking around. And I'm sure it's safe. I'm sure it'll be masked and whatever. But absolutely, you get a chance to talk to people in that reception. And for me, Mario, I'll tell you honestly, I've done a bunch of things in my life. This is one of the honors that I had to be part of this group. So I think it's terrific.
Well, I think that I appreciate you saying that because the pre-reception will actually be in Triples Alley, so it's kind of semi outdoors as well, so that it is safe. But you're right. I mean, this is the one event. I always say this when we have our board meetings. It's the one event where all the stars still show up.
Yeah.
Former sports stars from all the different teams show up for this. The media is there. It's just a fun evening. And I will say this, if you're used to going to banquets, this is going to be a little different. It's not going to be the big round tables with, the filet mignon and the chicken. It's going to be a different event because we want to do the stage on the field. And it's going to be more like a comedy club or a nightclub scene with seats because some of the board members and the actual inductees will be out in front of the stage, and it'll be more of a cocktail kind of a look to the presentation. But if you're up in the stands, you'll have a great view, and we'll be able to use this unbelievable scoreboard of ours as a backdrop. So I think it's going to be really special. And as you know, the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame has been around since 1980, when Lou Spadia, who was the former president of the San Francisco 49ers, started this. And it's always been known as the Hall Without a Hall. And the one difference we're going to make on this particular event is, if you remember, Marty, in the past, the actual, sometimes at the pre-event, you've already seen the recipients have seen their plaques. Well, this time all the plaques are going to be covered on the stage, and the first time they will see their Bears First Hall of Fame plaque is when it gets unveiled and they actually formally get inducted into the hall. So we'll make some changes. It'll be fun, but having it at a venue where just a regular fan of sports can come and enjoy this and be part of this and welcome Bruce Bochy back, see Ricky Henderson, and then Brian Murphy, who will be our from KNBR from the morning show, will interview each of the honorees as part of the program. So it's just a fun evening. So what better backdrop than being at Oracle Park anyway, at a year like we're having, to do something like this here? Because frankly, we can't wait any longer, Marty. We want to get this class because we want to get ready for the next class, which will come in another year.
It's magic. This 2021 at that ballpark is magic, and this is another one of those events. Mario, great to have you on. I miss seeing you, of course, and we love you, and good job with this Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. This will be a lot of fun. All right, Mario.
Thanks so much, Marty.
All right. More coming up, KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.